we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Speaking of monkeying around, it's your morning team show on WSGW with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie. In studio, Dave, Pat, and Charlie, you, Art Lewis, in your home studio. Good morning. Oops, I don't hear Art Lewis.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's monkey, though. You were talking to me.
Yes. I just wanted to bring you into the conversation. As I play the monkeys theme for a purpose, of course, because we never do anything just to do anything.
I'll be curious why I'm in this conversation, but go ahead.
Well, and you might appreciate this, Pat, because there's a movie connection here.
Of course.
So there's a story here to announce the death of Bob Rafelson, new Hollywood era director, 89 years old.
Okay.
And the headline is co-creator of the Monkees.
Oh.
That's his headline right here. Co-creator of the Monkees.
Co-creator, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
For Bob Rafelson, who's 89 years old. And as I read through the story, Bob Rafelson, who was 89 years when he died, directed and co-wrote 5 EC pieces, which got him 2 Oscar nominations for Best Picture and Screenplay in 1971, introduced him to a young actor named Jack Nicholson.
Oh, wow.
His headline is co-creator of the Monkees.
With Jack Nicholson?
Didn't you think that perhaps the 5 easy pieces might have been the headline? And, oh, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Well, in modern culture, I mean, you know.
He also produced classics including Peter Bogdanovich's The Last Picture Show and Dennis Hopper's Easy Rider.
Yeah, well, that's a not bad career.
But the Monkees.
Co-creator of the Monkees is the headline.
Well, I mean, hey.
You know what? Most people would recognize that.
Talk about somebody, though, who helped change pop culture history. I think that's why. It was with the Monkees.
Well, sure. That's...
music videos. Did
yeah.
They really
for
happen?
Better or worse.
Yeah.
And it was his big break.
It was right.
Mm.
I get that. But still, I'm thinking to myself, as great as that is, I mean, I think that would have been more in the story. And especially when Jack Nicholson, apparently in 2019, Jack Nicholson told Esquire magazine, talking about Bob Rafelson, I may have thought at one time I started his career, but now that I look back on it, I think he started mine.
Oh, no, really?
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Bob Rafelson, who started Jack Nicholson's career, dead at the age of 89. There's your headline.
No, I'm going to have to argue.
You're
going to
argue, though?
I'm
going to
say the Monkees was bigger. Jack was already going to be found. In fact, Jack's first time ever on TV was, well, not the first time, but one of the first few times was 1963 in the Andy Griffith Show. So he was already making a little bit of a name for us.
And the Monkees gave us some ear candy to work with.
That's right.
Hey.
He created them and created music television.
All
that's
right.
What he did. I mean, that's a huge mark.
I'll defer to your expertise on that.